Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Palmer brings him up to the line with 2:08 to go from the 11-yard line. Middle intercepted by Morgan at the goal line. The defensive player of the year brings it all the way back out to the 26-yard line.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms on Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Former UM linebacker, you just heard the highlight, and now director of player personnel for the Bills. Look at
the
that
Buffalo
title.
Bills. Yeah,
the Buffalo Bills.
The big team.
Look at that title right there. Dan Morgan joins us. Yeah, he's laughing in the background. And he was on the QAM. You know, he was on the QAM Hurricanes team a couple years back.
Well, he's doing a lot better than that now.
A little bit better now.
Seattle,
upgraded
Buffalo,
a little bit.
He's done. Dan, thanks for coming on this morning, brother. How you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Man, this is it's great. And we appreciate the Bills giving you the green light to come on and talk about it, man. You kind of finished up that game. That Sugar Bowl, and boy, years later, we realized, my God, that team, nobody in the country, nobody could have beat that team. I know there's some other teams saying they deserve to win it, but, Dan, if somebody played an extra game, I don't think anybody in the country beats that team.
Yeah, we were on a roll. You know, we had a ton of good players. You know, we pretty much got screwed. I mean, that's when the BCS, you know, was still trying to figure out, you know, what they were doing and what was going on. And, you know, water under the bridge now, but I think we definitely would have, you know, would have won that and beat Oklahoma.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you beat Florida State that year, and then they put Florida State in that game. How does that even happen?
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is.
And we got to let it go, though. You got to let it go.
No, nobody lets that stuff go.
That's still pretty hard to let go.
Right, exactly.
But,
Dan, Florida, Miami, it's back. The rivalry's back. They just signed a contract to play in 24 and 25, a home and home in actual Hard Rock Stadium and up in Gainesville. It's a fun rivalry. It's a crazy rivalry. It doesn't happen a lot. You played, obviously, from the highlight, one of the bigger games in this rivalry, but this needs to be played every year. I hope it sometime maybe will ever get done, but you played in this game. You've seen the rivalry up close and personal. How great is this rivalry?
It's exciting. You know, it's just, you know, within the state, you know, combined with Florida State, I mean, it's, you know, big-time rivalries. And, you know, a lot of the guys, they know each other, you know, so it even makes it more competitive. And, you know, it's one of those games that, you know, it's exciting and the crowd's into it and it makes it more fun for the players. So it's going to be fun. I'm actually going to be there this weekend, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's funny how you got that worked out on your schedule to go check out that. That's amazing how you did that, Dan. You are too much.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, you know,
go ahead.
No, you know, I make my own schedule, so that's good. So it's easy to throw a Miami game or two in there.
There's so many different parts to this, and while we're talking about the Florida game, I was thinking about that Florida State game. You played in that hot, nasty game where people were passing out. Not that you're playing Florida State. What was that thing like to play in that one?
Oh, that was a beast. I think it was 96 degrees that day, but it was sticky. It was humid. You know, I was dying. At the end of the half, I intercepted that ball. And, I literally didn't have anything left in the tank. I was in the locker room. I was cramping. The training staff did a great job of getting me, you know, some IVs and getting me back out there. But it was definitely a battle. And, you know, it was a tiring game. But, you know, I'm glad we won.
All right, got to ask you about that guy that joined you up there. How cool is it to see Frank Gore? And Dan, you've watched him through the years. You surprised this guy is still playing at the level he's playing at, and now you've got a chance to see it up close in Buffalo.
I'm not surprised. Just knowing Frank and the work ethic, and you know, you talk about, we can talk about guys loving football, but this guy really loves football. I mean, he lives it, he breathes it. He's the first one in every day. He's been everything and more than what we thought he was. He brings the young guys along. He's just great for that running back room all around. He's great for our team. So, we're excited to have him.
Dan, you got a great story, if you don't mind me telling this to Canes fans, and I tell it all the time behind your back, about you always wanting to go to UM. That was always, and you're getting recruited by everybody and not UM. I mean, they were talking to you, but Dan offered a scholarship. You made it pretty clear early on, like, look it, man, no matter what, where I'm getting recruited, I want to go to UM. You were one of those guys that it was easy for you. That was the school you always wanted to go to, and then finally getting that offer. That doesn't happen to a lot of guys, no matter what. When did you decide, at what age were you, where you were all in on UM?
I'll tell you what, we used to vacation, my parents and my sister. We used to go down and vacation in Florida every year. We lived up in Philadelphia. That's where I was born and raised. And, my dad and mom, they bought me a Hurricane jersey one time. And, from then on, I was hooked. I was the only kid in the neighborhood. I had a Steve Walsh jersey and I had a Bernard Clark jersey. And I was literally the only kid in the neighborhood. Everybody else was Notre Dame and Penn State people. And, I would get in fights, in the neighborhood over it. I was pretty passionate about the Miami Hurricanes, and I still am.
Wow. Getting into fights.
And he went that powerhouse Taravella.
Right.
He went to that school. And just...
Yeah, Taravella High School, moved down there. But, it doesn't get better in Miami. Just the fraternity of players that we have. Everybody still talks to each other. And, I'm sure I'll see a lot of guys on the sideline that I haven't seen in a while. And, it'll be like yesterday that I saw them. So it's a great place. It's a special place, that's for sure.
Dan, I got to ask you another one too, because you were, I think you were going to UM when, were they just fresh off probation or still in probation when you decided to go? And you guys got your butts kicked right when you got there pretty good before you got turned around.
Yeah, we were still on probation. I think our recruiting class, we had, 12 players in the class, but Butch did a really good job recruiting the guys. I mean, in my class, it was Reggie Wayne, Santana Moss, Ed Reed, and myself.
Stop.
So,
just stop right there. Stop.
Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Wow.
That's how you get it turned around when you don't need 25 scholarships. Jeez.
Yeah. So I'd say out of the, out of the 12 guys, I mean, Butch, he was a great recruiter, and he did a great job of building that program back up.
Yeah, 30 guys in a class now, 28 guys in the class now. Just give me 12 like that every year.
Jeez.
I think you could turn any program around. And, Dan, you look at all the players that played at UM, obviously lots and lots of good players. First sophomore to be named Canes captain, that's a pretty high honor. First player to sweep all three major defensive awards, you did that one year. Like, your time at UM was as good as anyone else's there, but what was it like for you on campus when you did start off like that in a kind of troubled, under the dark cloud, and then how you ended up in 2001 with that team?
It was rough. My freshman year, we weren't very good. We went 5-6, but we were on a mission. I mean, our class and the class before, with Edgerrin James and Bubba Franks and Damian Lewis and those guys.
Jeez.
I mean, we were on a mission. We all got together and we're like, we're not gonna be denied. Nobody's gonna outwork us. And we worked our butt off. With Andrew Swayze and Tom Moffitt, the strength coaches. I mean, we put some work in the summer. So it wasn't just talent. It was the group of guys that got together, and we had a common goal. And, we pushed towards that goal and we worked our butts off. So, I think you saw the end result.
You know, what's amazing too, Dan, is there for a while, and the NFL is having trouble with it. And you probably remember this when all the guys go, I'm not going back and work out in my NFL city in the off season. I'm going to stay and work out in Coral Gables. We all work out together. And then some of those, like those guys going one-on-one against each other, covering each other, Pro Bowler against Pro Bowler, was like a who's who down there that would meet in the off season. It was just incredible. I guess the NFL had to adjust a little bit. It looks like it's tied out, but at one point, That was pretty amazing. Did you ever get caught up and do any of those?
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the one-on-ones. You know, my senior year, you know, usually you can pick one guy out that you can cover and, you know, maybe you're a little tired or, you know, you just want to kind of go easy that day. But, you know, there was no guy that you really wanted to – that you could go up against that wasn't that good. I mean, you talk about Clinton Portis and Edgerrin James, Willis McGahee. He was our scout team running back. So, wow. You know, jeez. It was rough, you know, covering one-on-one. So when you did get to the NFL, you know, it was actually a little easier. you know, just to cover some of those guys, yeah. It was amazing. But, you know, back to your question, though, yeah, you know, definitely in the offseason we got together and, you know, pushed each other. And, you know, I think it's still going on now.
Dan, would you have been happy in that Sugar Bowl if when you were coming off the field with the ball, someone threw a turnover chain on your neck?
I don't know if that was us back then. I mean, we were pretty hardened. We weren't, you know, we weren't fancy. You know, but I do like the turnover chain. I think it's pretty cool. And, you know, I think somebody definitely would have had to put it around my neck. I was pretty tired at the end of the game right there, too. I mean, it was, you know, it's the turnover chain thing's pretty cool, though. I like it a lot.
All right. So I just got to tell you now that I've known you forever, like through high school, then the college, then the pros to see you before the games. And now sitting next to you when we're doing the games in Buffalo, and there you are with the GM, assistant GM, owner, and you sit next to me with that window. I got to tell you, man, it's the strangest and weirdest thing because my guys are going like, how long you known Morgan? I go, I've known him for like a long time, man. It is really weird. Yeah. What is it like, Dan, you ever sit up there and going, my God, I was just playing on the field not too long ago, and there you are now. Involved in personnel decisions. What a move, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. And, you know, it's, you know, likewise, looking over at you, it's, you know, great seeing you guys and just kind of weird sitting there and being on the opposite end of you guys. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I've, you know, worked my way up. I've worked my butt off to, you know, get where I am now. You know, and definitely it's one of those things that, you know, sitting there with Brandon Bean and Joe Shane and, you know, the owner of the Bills, it's a cool thing. And, you know, you learn a ton and, you know, just gain an experience. But it's a hell of a job, and I, you know, really enjoy doing it.
By the way, did you tell the family you were going to be on today? Did you tell them?
You know what? I did tell my dad I was
going to be on. Oh, good, because I gave a couple of shouts sure out. I wanted to make sure he was still around here.
Dan, and Joe said hi to your dad somewhere. Six times this morning. Just yeah. I'm sure he's heard it. I can only imagine, yeah.
By the way, if Dan,
yeah, I'm sure he's listening right now.
Don't worry, Junior has a problem. Senior can kick ass on just because is he still in pretty good shape? Dan, it's been great having you, man. Really appreciate you in the organization letting you come on today. I know during camp and all the craziness going on and trying to put together a team. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon, Bills and Dolphins. Danny.
Yeah, anytime, man. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Dan Morgan, former UM linebacker, director of player personnel for the Bills.
It's a great story. Dan's story is great.
Great family. Just unbelievable family. Oh, I've known
Taravella High School.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I go, how about that powerhouse, Taravella High School?
I know.
He was running for like 1,200 yards, and he played, you know, and I was like, man, somebody said he might be a running back. I go, no, I think he wants to kick ass at linebacker.
I think it was a good switch for him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.